Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Lynn Lowry. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Mulligan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Mulligan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kit Carson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Salters steals second. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hinkle reaches second base with a double. Salters scores. Lowry goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Belvedere now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Belvedere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinkle hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0-for-2 in the game. Carson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinkle takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock is called out on strikes. One out. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0-for-3 in the game. Carson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter pinch hits for Gordy Hinkle. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. There goes Larry. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Cook moves to third. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Johnny Welch now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett moves to second. Sam Rice pinch hits for Bell Bean. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Johnny Burnett. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Solters picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Solters. Seeds scores. Pitlock moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum now playing third base. Sam Rice now playing right field. Monty Pearson now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.